Brings us to House Bill 1037.
Good morning, Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. 1037 comes to you based upon some activity we have been doing and some we plan to do in the future. In the credit chapter, our authority is pretty general, and LRC, when last time we did some rules on life and health rates for credit life and health insurance, advised that our authority probably could need to be beefed up. And so that's part of the reason we drafted the rulemaking authority. We also have plans to address credit unemployment and credit property. Credit property isn't even mentioned in this chapter, so that's another reason we need to come with this bill to make sure that that's included in the credit chapter, and we have specific authority to try and deal with credit property rates. And like I said, we're planning on trying to deal with the credit unemployment rates. By way of a little background on the rating thing, I think everybody knows credit insurance isn't cheap, and a lot of people purchase credit life and health insurance. What we found is the loss ratios, that is the amount, percentage paid on claims for credit unemployment and credit property, the next two things we want to tackle, are extremely low in South Dakota and have been for a number of years. And so we really do think we need to set some rates that are provide a little better return for consumers. So this bill would give us the needed authority to promulgate rules to address those issues. That's really what we're talking about. Thank you.
President Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I should know this, but could you explain a little bit more for me and perhaps some of our new people just what a credit insurance is?
Credit insurance, really, when you're taking out a loan or purchasing something with a credit card, what it does is repay that in the case of credit life if you die, if credit health if you become disabled, credit unemployment if you become unemployed. Credit property usually has a little different triggers, maybe a fire or something like that. It could be a different types of losses that could come into play there.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Any other proponents? House Bill 1037. Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents of House Bill 1037? Nobody is against any bill we've got today. Yeah, everybody should have brought their bill to the first meeting of this organization. If not, I will close the public testimony and open it up to committee discussion and or action. Motion to do pass by Representative Brown. Second by Representative Olson. Any discussion? Not. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. And Secretary will call the roll.
McGlocky, Frederick.
Aye.
Brown, Jarvis.
Aye.
Lansby.
Aye.
Hanson, Tom.
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
Mitchell?
Aye.
Olson-Mill?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solon?
Aye.
Landry?
Peterson? Aye. All right. The bill passes 11-0.
I move consent.
Move consent by Solon. Second by Broderick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Well, we have a record here.
Mr. Chairman, this does not sound like the Judiciary Committee, so I really enjoy sitting in here where everybody flies through without all this argument.
Thank you, Representative Brown.
Maybe it's because we have too many lawyers in the Judiciary. I don't know.
For those folks that are waiting on House Bill 1003, the prime sponsor has sent me a message that there are some concerns, both pro and con, on that particular bill and asked for it to be deferred. We'll put it on the bottom of the calendar for Thursday.